Shut up. The hood is on Triple M.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Because the Saturday rub starts now.
We're on air, aren't we?
1-2, 1-2.
Bill, shut up.
It gets better with every listening.
Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks City.
To have your company wherever you are, Bernard and myself here in Adelaide.
Yes.
And getting ready for LIV Golf. And I look at the screen there, I see Ho's classing the place up. Purple been asleep for a minute.
Yes.
Fat's
here.
What are you doing, Fat?
Well, I'm okay. I'm the only one that's okay today as I look across here. Damo, you've been on the piss for 3 days or something. You look shocking.
Your eyes are puffy.
Yes, Damien.
I had a little post-match drink with Jim last night in LA.
Oh, no. Jim's not on it again.
No, well, Purple had had an hour and a half, 2 hour start on me. I had to work.
Damien?
No, it was just a quiet drink, Bill.
A sip?
It's just a little sip.
Bernie's very quiet. And Jim, you've been on it again. I can't believe this.
Jim's in good form.
They say lightning
was working.
Jim?
I was holding the Seven Network up.
Lightning never strikes twice. Well, let me tell you, it has. Well, the Saint last week, you were grillers in the mist.
Carried. No?
Very, very quiet there and quiet last night.
And then again, I know what happens when you get that late, Jimmy boy. He gets all excited. No, he's back home.
Yeah, I'm late Oval.
We're
on motor runs.
Live golf.
Dominated Brekkie Radio.
Even one of the cameramen there last night said, I remember the 96 Shield Fire. I said, mate, everyone does hose.
He must be old.
He's not unique.
So you get excited. Then you and Damo meet in the Bestoke bar again.
Bestoked.
With BC. Oh, BC, oh, BC, another bottle. Give us another 289 or a Hensky or whatever it is. So you were up there drinking wine, Damo. Is this
289.
Correct?
289.
We had a couple of little pinots, yeah. Mm.
Damien.
Yes.
You're supposed to be working. You're supposed to be fresh for
this
morning.
Not at midnight.
Finding stories, Damien.
How are you travelling, Jim?
Fine, mate. As I said, I was very late to the table.
Yes.
Data all had an hour and a half, 2 hours head start on me.
Very late to bed too. Yeah.
Well, you're not going to believe this.
Oh no!
I've found another eyewitness.
An Irish backpacker again?
No.
Oh no.
Maybe they saw you and Damo last night, Jim, and she said you were pickled, and I got a little bit of info out of her.
I was walking my dog down Canterbury Road on Sunday afternoon. Could have sworn it was James Brayshaw. He looks very wobbly.
Very wobbly.
I know that so voice,
that
Bill.
That was different audio, was it, that one? From the other
was that last night or the week before, Bill?
No, that was last night.
Yeah, just, again, same bird.
Same eyewitness.
Finish to that. He looked very wobbly.
Wobbly. And Sarah's not even Irish.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we got during the week. Some audio just landed on us.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't have enjoyed it more. Now, this is Nick Larkey, of course.
Oh,
who,
yes.
One
yes.
of the All-Australian full forward.
Yes.
And the star of the competition. But what he is very good at is impersonating people. And, I just think we need to roll with it, Hose.
Do we have to?
I do have a good impersonation, which I haven't actually brought out yet.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
It's really
come
good. Of Damo mates. Barrett.
Yes.
Purple.
North Melbourne Big supporter. So, Purple, what do you think about Drapes' instant on the weekend and flopping on the ball? Was it?
That's a great question. I don't know if Sam Draper knew what he was doing. I just don't. And, you know, he lay on the ball in a way that was not acceptable. And yes, and Footy Club have a lot to deal with. But I would love to get your thoughts, Lotto, just because you know how much I love you, Lotto. The AFL Football Club.
That's good.
So good.
It's too good.
So good.
It's a stutter. And you do talk slow.
Mm.
Yeah. You talk slow, but then quick.
Do I?
So, Lotto, wasn't it?
Have you heard from Nick?
Nick did text me yesterday. Yes, he did, Bill. Yes.
Apologising?
No, I don't need to apologise. No, but he did reach out. But how good. I hate to admit it. That was me to a T, Jim.
When I first, my oldest son sent it to me, and I pissed myself laughing. I thought, because he's got great form. He's a very good impersonator. Here's Rafa Nadal.
Hello, everybody. This is me, Rafael Nadal. I saw Kyrgios on the weekend. He was not appropriate to find his feet in the crowd. So this is not appropriate for tennis, especially Wimbledon, such a special event. So I cannot complain because I'm playing very well. The maiden full Grand Slam would be turning for me, but for Kyrgios, he is not appropriate.
That's good.
He's bloody good. But yeah. Hose, interestingly enough, on the Damo impersonation, the family, and there are millions listening on Saturday, have already got involved in some feedback on Nick Larkey's impersonation of Purple Hose.
Oh. They have. Commenter number one. In one personation, he's already way more entertaining than Purple's ever been.
Yes.
Hugely funny, I thought. Hugely.
Get Suv to be a permanent member of the Rub. He'll break just as many stories.
Like that.
Who's that one?
Anonymous. At last, North Melbourne have found something they're good at.
Yes.
Ouch. And one more, Bill. Not hard to impersonate a boring bastard. Damo does it every week.
That sounds like Jim, that one.
That's good, Jim.
All anonymous.
You know what? There were some comments. One actually said, you sound more like Damien Barrett than Damien Barrett does. That was one. One boring accountant. And then another one down the bottom there. Damo has played in as many finals as Nick.
Oh. We need to play that again. I just love it. Oh, Give me another hearing of it, please.
I do have a good impersonation, which I haven't actually brought out yet.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
It's really good. Of Damo Barrett.
Yes. Purple. North Melbourne Big supporter.
So, Purple, what do you think about Drapes' instant on the weekend and flopping on the ball? Was it?
That's a great question. I don't know if Sam Draper knew what he was doing. I just don't. And, you know, he lay on the ball in a way that was not acceptable. And yes, the footy club have a lot to deal with. But I would love to get your thoughts, Lotto, just because you know how much I love you, Lotto. The AFL Football Club.
In a way that was unacceptable.
Now, I love that. I love that. I love that. And I love this.
Uh-oh.
Next week, we're fatless.
Hey, where's... hang on.
Who?
You.
Fatless. Why are you, Jim?
Where are you going?
You talking to me?
Now he's got an accent.
Now he's going down the crap. No.
He's just on De Niro. Robert De Niro in Taxi.
Where are you?
It wasn't bad. You took him. See, I can do impersonations too.
That was terrible. Where are you going, Bill?
What's this about?
Well, I can't talk about it. Oh. I've signed a confidentiality clause. And I can't.
Cause.
And I'm not allowed to say too much, but I might be away for a couple of weeks, Jim.
Where?
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Overseas?
I could be
local.
Flying overseas.
Is everything okay? Let's just.
Yes.
So everything's okay. There's no family health reason.
No.
So we can now
rule that out.
We can now keep up with this.
Yeah. Are you hernia operation?
Hernia.
Yeah. We'll get that fixed. He's got a big bulge in the front of his guts.
That's why I look so. That's something else, Jim.
That'd be it.
Not down there.
So we're going to speculate.
No, don't speculate because that's unfair.
We're speculating that Fat's going to have another crack at reality television.
No,
it didn't work.
That's what would happen.
He had a go last time and was a comprehensive failure.
Yeah, just remind us what happened, Jim.
Well, he went to the jungle.
That's right.
Africa.
You know what they did? His management team signed a clause, a contract with get me out of here, I'm a bloody celebrity, or whatever.
That's
it's called,
exactly.
Where he had to spend a certain number of days in the jungle.
Yeah.
So what they said was, we're not going to send one of our, loose term,
celebrity.
We're not going to send one of our talent loose into the loose jungle unless he's. Unless he's going to spend a certain amount of days. They've got to have those days guaranteed.
The minimum days.
So,
six.
So they guaranteed him 10 days.
Yeah.
On the 11th day, he got the ass.
He got paid.
Out of there.
Surprise.
You got paid if you're in for 10 days.
Right. Yeah, so Fat made sure he's got him. On the 11th day,
I'm out.
So my mail is, some form of reality TV.
Is this good mail, Jim?
That's decent mail. So I had to think. on the way here good, as to what show it
You only just got in.
Alone?
Yes, I love Alone. Up there.
Because
I
haven't got any mates.
Yeah, you'd be comfortable, Bill.
In Tassie, this one, I think, isn't it?
So that's you.
Tassie. Yeah.
That's Banana. Me.
Well, I can put a line through a couple here. Celebrity goggle box.
Yep.
Because you've got to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
So maybe standard
Sorry,
goggle box.
Because you just sit and watch television.
Is he back in Gladiators? Because there was there were some murmurings last year.
That was a real approach last year.
That was real.
Was
that back? Is that back?
What are they going to be called? Fat Man or something?
It was terrible.
Fat Man.
I think I can put a line through that because the fitness just isn't there.
He won't be able to do that.
And another one he's tried, I can put a line through this. Naked and Afraid. He did that over in Munich. The people that didn't know, we couldn't tell what sex he was running around naked.
He was a eunuch.
A eunuch.
I've got a couple others. I think you've got a couple, Damo.
Well, Jim told me this over the second of the Pinots we had last night. And I made a couple of calls on the way here, Jim.
289.
I've actually need to explore this a bit further, but I'll put some calls out. I think it's a brand new show.
Oh.
Keeping Up with the Brownlesses.
Oh. There we are.
With Oscar and Slapsy and Ruby and Lucy.
Yep. Yes. No, good show.
I actually don't mind that.
Yeah.
Four stars and fat. Ex-wife in there, that'd make it interesting.
Four stars and fat.
Four stars.
That's how you couch that show.
Beauty and the Geek. We'd have to set a beauty up with him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Big we'll move on. You'd have to find someone fat on
the I think I found it. The Biggest Loser. Is it The Biggest Loser, Bill?
That's getting close.
Is it?
So you do know what you're doing.
But I'd be
he does know.
I'd be fattening up like a lamb.
Yeah,
and then it'd be
market.
Easy to lose. Exactly. So
like a lamb.
Like a lamb.
You've certainly done the fattening up bit right.
Well, I have, yes. Anyway, we move on because we're not allowed to talk about it. It's confidential.
Hang on, this will make the papers, what we've just discussed now.
Yeah,
you know that this will make the papers.
Jackie will be sitting up there like Jackie bloody rock. Every word, every word.
So when are you going to come out and tell us what you're actually doing?
When I know what I'm doing,
have you told Yui that you're not going to be part
of the
show?
I've spoken to manager.
Or Jay?
I've spoken to manager.
Dave Cameron.
Dave Cameron, Jay, and Yuen, yes.
And what have they said?
They said, go for it, Bill.
What sort of a...
live your dream.
Live your dream.
This is what
I had a dream.
This is what I find interesting about this, Bernard.
Yeah.
If you are cherished and proper Southern Cross Oz stereo talent, and you come to the bosses and go, in the middle of the year, in the most important time of the
survey,
year, I want to bugger off for 2 to 3 weeks. They would go, your life.
No.
Are you going anywhere?
No,
that's and
true.
I've got a signed contract in my hands to make sure you stay put and we still rate.
Yep.
And you know
Fat
what?
Wanders into the office and they went, mate, go wherever you want.
Actually, take another couple if you want. Stay wherever you go.
We'll drive you to the airport.
Hey, who's replacing you, Bill, while you're away? Is it is it The Rock?
It would be three people. Wouldn't be The Rock.
The Rock.
He was pisser than Damo last night.
What's going on with him?
He was last night. Framing Brian.
It might be hard to get him back, even Rosie asked him to come on 2 weeks ago, and he was on for 20 minutes off air until she then rang him back and said, we're okay.
Gave him the full rundown of the show.
Apparently, Brian was walking towards him last night, and Jim's in his ear going, No, not him.
In one half of an Ollie Wines interview, Rock gave us exactly why he wasn't on last week.
Good example, was it?
All right.
Good.
We're off to a break, Fat. Yes. In the break, you need to work out why you're going away. Because
tell us.
None of us know.
No. The folding.
Charlie Dixon's going to join us. Nuff Nuff, of course. Isaac Smith later in the show. The quiz as well. A big, big Saturday rub for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Port Adelaide St Kilda coming your way. Here he comes, the human cannonball, Pal Pepper!
With a Rioli, here's his moment. What about the party trick? Willie Rush begging board and kicks one of the great goals. Oh, brilliant from Willie.
Here comes Dixon. Willie! Oh, he flew across the pack.
Horn Francis as well tackled. Wines with a goal kicking seal, and it's going to win the game for Port Adelaide. Ollie Wines.
Siren. Port. Their fifth win of the season.
Oh, they had to fight hard to shake off the Saints, who were tenacious, but in the end, too good Port Adelaide, and they brought a big man back, Bernard, last night. What I like is when you bring a big man back,
cranky,
and he makes a big statement, which is something Bill was unable to do pretty much for 200 straight games.
I'll get the VHS out.
198
games are in many played. Right.
None of them like this.
When you were left out, the team were better, and then when you came back, you didn't have this sort of impact.
Yes,
but Charlie Dixon came back in and dominated. He's on the line now. Charlie, welcome to you.
G'day, lads. How are we?
Congratulations. Good, very good performance from yourself. Four straight when no one else could hit the target. What was going on?
I know. It's normally me doing that. So I was lucky to, have the kicking boots on, I guess.
Hey, rested up last week, obviously. How'd the body feel? Because you look like the sorest man in the AFL every time you play. Was that always planned? And how'd you feel last night?
Yeah, no, I definitely planned to have a game off here and there, and Kenny had that one penciled in, I guess. But I felt much better for it. I mean, a week in football is feels like a long time, and I was actually crook for the first 3 days, so I had a proper week off where I only went into the club to see the doctor for one day, and then that was about it. So they just said stay away, and I had the whole week off, and so it was nice. I ended up helping sort of put a few sheets on my shed, so that was good.
Couple of sheets on the shed.
Sheets on the shed.
That sounds like hard work. Hey, now tell me, it wasn't because of you and Kenny had a big before, and you went back at him, and Kenny went at you, and then he said, "Oh, the coach always gets the last laugh. You're getting dropped."
No. Well, it's funny that, I was sort of carrying on about how I was getting sort of held on, and then Pierce took a mark on me, and then he moved me up the ground, and I just said, mate, he's taken one mark on me. Give me another go. Like, this is bullshit. And that was about it, you know. Like, most of it was, just me saying that I'm getting held and all this sort of stuff and just having a whinge. And then and then when he said, oh, you got to move up the ground, and then that's when I said, and I pointed at him and I said, he took one mark on me. So give me a bloody go, you know.
I like it.
Hey, he took it right too, Kenny. That's what I think we all love, that a player and a coach can do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, we've got that relationship where he can tell me to pull my head in pretty aggressively, and I can go at him pretty hard as well. So that's a relationship. We've been, I've sort of known Kenny for, my whole AFL career pretty much, and we've got that relationship where he can tell me I'm being a dickhead or whatever, and we can be right.
Charlie, I know the club's awaiting scans on Sam Pelpepper's knee. Obviously, Alir is going to be out as well for the next match, that being the next showdown after the tackle of last night, and also Connor Rozee with a hamstring. Have you got any updates this morning on those guys?
Nah, nothing yet, really. So fingers crossed, really, for Pep. Didn't look too nice. I was sort of right behind him. Sort of thing. I said to him, you threw the footy away, mate. If you had held on to it, you would have gone off and given me the footy because I was the closest. So he didn't even realise that he threw it away. So because he grabbed his knee. So hopefully it's all good and there's nothing too dangerous. But it's not a great look, really. But Shanders, he's in the protocol, so he'll be missed. And then I think the same thing with Con. We'll just wait and see what we've got with him.
Yep. Have you got a view? And I'm not asking you to comment on what happened last night with the Higgins tackle on Alir, but obviously the Charlie Cameron tackle of a couple of weeks ago, Tom Barris last week, now this one. Have you got a clear, I suppose, take on what you can and can't do in these moments on a field?
I think so. I think you just can't sort of sling anyone, really. I mean, and I think it's so hard. Like, it is so hard for players to try and go flat out at a player, to try and tackle them, to get a holding ball or whatever, to stop them from getting rid of the ball. And it sort of turns into that momentum where you're sort of hanging on to someone, and their momentum as well as yours can sort of turn it into a sling tackle. And it's such a tough thing. I mean, we don't know who's going to get on, who's going to get weeks, or who's not with these in these days. There's no real clear sort of rules, I guess. Like, cause some blokes are getting off for being a good bloke, and then the others that are getting done. So we need it. I think I thought we had a pretty clear thing that if you sling and the player's head hits the ground, then that's a week, I guess. But I don't know. It's up in the air, really, and that's sort of their own fault, really.
It's interesting hearing you say that today, given what happened last night and what happened 2 weeks ago with the Charlie Cameron outcome.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's such a grey area. I mean, we're trying so hard to, you know, do the right thing, but it's a split second decision, you know, and the momentum is a massive thing. Like Chanda's trying to kick the ball, he's on one leg, and Higgins is trying to pull him down the ground to stop him from doing that, you know. So it's such a hard thing to do when you're a competitive beast and you're trying to get the footy, really.
Who's Chandra?
Chandas. Chandelier, mate.
Oh, Aaliyah. Right, okay.
Aaliyah.
Right,
you know,
pick it up.
Come on, Bill.
Oh, hey, Chandas.
Good to see Willem Drew get some sort of credit for his... he's had an outstanding season, really, but he's that accountable mid. All the talk about Rosie, Horn Francis, Butters, but he's just that accountable mid that you can just rely on.
Absolutely, and I love playing with him because I know what I get from him week in, week out. He's just... in and under, gets the job done. If he has a job on someone, he'll stick to him like shit on a blanket. He's unreal. I love playing with him. He can kick goals. He can. He's really can play anywhere. But he's in and under, and he's clean, and just gets the job done. And we love him for it.
So Shanda's shit on the blanket.
Yeah. No, she's on the shed. Listen to Chaz.
Don't try and do that, Bill. It does stick.
Now, Big Chazwick, we're coming into the showdown, and this is the week that Chad Corns makes it all about himself.
Yep.
He did when he played.
Yes.
Shirt off. The shirt comes off, and he walks around and starts telling people how good he was in showdowns. What are you expecting from him in the lead-up to this game?
Yeah, we love showdown week, and no one loves it as much as him. Yeah, he makes sure that he's always in good nick, so he makes sure he lets everyone know that as well, and... But he loves it. He's the one that drives the passion and loves to hate the Crows. I mean, he just loved playing their home games just so and winning there against them. So he'll put a big emphasis on that, I think. But he loves it.
Hey Charlie, our colleague here at Triple M, Nathan Brown, caught up with you in the lead up to Gather Round as a Sunday Footy Show promotion, and he was really taken by you. I think he feels as though you had a connection, but he was disappointed when he sent you a text post that interview and you didn't respond.
Oh, no.
Can you?
Good.
So I suppose let him down nicely here.
No, well, I tell you what, someone told me about that, and I said. Just some random said, are you going to get back to Brownie? I'm like, what do you mean? He sent me a message. Well, he sent a message to someone. It wasn't to me. So I sent him a message on Instagram. I said, mate, apparently you sent me a message. He goes, yep, screenshot of it and sent me the number. I like what he said. I said, mate, that ain't me. I don't know who you sent that to, but that ain't me. This is my number. So whoever gave him that number is at fault. I messaged him straight away as soon as I heard that. But
I like the other story, one that said you didn't get back to him. So I'm going to still go with that, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Now, Chaz, my understanding is you quietly turned to the bloke next to you in the locker room and said, I'm not going back to this little man.
Yes.
You need to be a man of size and stature for me to respond via text, and you've got all of our support by putting a flamethrower to him. What are you doing for the rest of the day, please?
What am I doing?
Yeah, yep. A tattoo or something?
No. I'm actually I've got my sister here, my partner, and my sister's family in-laws here. So we're going to go to Pizza Checker down to McLaren Vale for some lunch and go for a cruise in one of the cars, I guess. So
which one today?
Which
car?
I'm in F250, the one I was with Brownie in. Yeah, so
beautiful.
Are you going to pick up Shanders on the way?
if he wants to come down, I will, but I think you'll be resting today.
In the protocols. Hey, well done, Charlie. Brilliant performance by you and the club, and good luck for a massive showdown week.
Nah, too easy, lads. Thanks for having me.
On your Charles.
Charlie Dixon, the star. I'm with him, by the way. No one's more passionate about concussion and the issues we have with it in our game. But he will get a week, I suspect, or maybe even two, Purple, but I feel for Jack Higgins. I don't know what the hell he's meant to do. This guy's 16 centimetres taller than him. And he's trying to drive through his tackle and dispose of the ball. So I don't know what Jack was meant to do other than continue to let try and take through. Him to ground.
Or let him pass. You can't let him pass, though. I know. You get dropped.
What do you think, Purple?
No, I'm with you, Jim. I heard you commentate it last night for Channel 7 and post-match also have that observation. And I'm with you on this. I'm all for taking the head issues out of the game as best we can. But I also take the view that this sport we play is a brutal contact sport, and that is its appeal, and that accidents happen. And I put that last night into that category.
Footy accident.
Yeah. I just don't know what Jack Higgins was meant to do other than what he did do, which is try and get a free kick. He's 30 metres out, shot on goal, tight game. So you bring the bloke to ground so he can't dispose of the ball.
Yep.
I mean,
it wasn't the double action, was it? No. One of those ones where you pin him and then you dump him the second time. It was just sort of like a pull down all at once, and it happens so quick. I don't know what.
And also, what I don't like, and this is probably the path that will go down. He will cop a week, 2 weeks, whatever he comes out
is
with the boxes being ticked. Well, that'll be part of it, but it will go through the tribunal again. Yeah. So yet again, a serious issue from the AFL's determination will be forced to go through the second part of the judiciary, that being the tribunal itself, where it's run by legal people who sometimes factor in the good bloke component.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
How would you have gone with the good bloke clause, Bill?
I would have got off every time.
Got double.
Every time.
Double the offence.
As soon as I'd walked in to Neil Busy, he'd say...
The hanging judge, as they called him.
Are you busy? Yes, I am. I'll come back. No.
That would have got you off. Just that line alone.
That's Doug. Sorry, Doug. Doug Hawkins' line.
Stolen. Doug's only got a couple of lines. He's taken one of them. No.
And it's the only one he can get out. Because English is not his first, second or third language, to be honest.
That's his other one. So now you've stolen both of his lines.
All his sporties are off.
So if you'd ever got close enough to another player to actually infringe in some way or another.
The bunny chop. He did the bunny chop, Jim, in the 89 grand final.
Good bloke. Let me off. I got done once. Michael Tuck. Got a week for striking Michael Tuck.
And?
I got a week for it.
Did you actually strike him?
I hit him in the neck. I missed it. Got him in his neck. But he used to throw.
He is a nice bloke.
Yeah, he is. But he used to throw him out in the ground. Tucky. Don't worry about that.
Did
really
he?
Nice.
Elbows.
Yeah, exactly. He was.
You had sharp elbows too, Byrne, and sharp knees when you need to.
Yeah.
No.
You were a bit dirty.
No comment.
No, you were
pretty.
No comment. Byrne Riggins.
No comment.
No.
How many suspensions did you get, Byrne?
I think I read somewhere I was 11 from 11, guilty. I never actually got off, Bill.
Well, probably because you're guilty.
Well, yeah. That's the way you want to interpret it. Yes.
Who was up during the week and it's something like 21? Oh, Toby Green.
Toby Green. Yeah.
21.
He's the most ever.
Yeah, or something
23,
like that.
23, guilty from 23.
He's gone past Derm. And those sort of... Yeah, 23.
And Reece, I think Reece was a fairly...
Oh, David Reece.
David Reece.
A regular offender.
He's never his fault, if you ask him. Never his fault.
Never his fault.
Or just getting someone back, payback.
That's it. Just belting the bloke in the head. Hit it, hose.
Well, hang on.
Hit it, hose.
Oh, sorry, I'm doing three things at once. Oh, just you come and hit it.
It's... Enough time.
Proudly brought to you by... Are you seeing anything in English?
Unbelievable.
That's what you call enough now.
On the interchange, you could have given it a bit.
I deserve it to one here.
So, enough.
On the interchange.
Stevie's back.
Oh, I might even try and get Bluey in today.
Come on.
I need to hear
get
him again. let's start with hugely funny. Damo. He hadn't had much sleep. You know, he's been pumped up. He's had the piss taken out of him. Nick Larkey took him off. Let's crash him back down to earth now because this is him yesterday. I don't even know what he was trying to get out, but it didn't come out right.
I presume this is a 95,000-plus situation, Damo.
Yeah, they're right up to the back row, aren't they, in the furthest reaches, Howie. So it's got that feel to it. It's always dependent upon how many members actually activate their access, and that's what it will come down to, whether it gets to the $100,000 figure.
Shorten that up, Damo. We'll get out.
Some more material for Larkey.
Nick Larkey.
If in doubt, Bill, what do we do?
Get out.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Yeah, keep
you're trying to
out.
Think of something clever, aren't you?
No, I just didn't know what I was saying.
Well, don't say it.
Not clever, you reckon, Bill?
No.
That is...
I can see his little mind going, oh, what's another good word I can throw
in here?
No, I
just couldn't get out of the sentence.
And
I kept making it longer and kept getting further away from getting out of it.
I need to find a long word to make myself look smarter.
Yeah.
Well, we crashed him back down. There you go. Robbo, he's come out with a few things this year. You know, the ankle's just above the foot. Painkillers for killing pain. I don't mind this. He's been asked to be thrown to, and then he felt like he had something simple again, and this is what he came out with.
There was a kick into Chris, bounced off his head, and went out of bounds. Robbo. No worries.
No worries.
It was going to be one of those real simple ones. Yeah. So like, someone's got two arms or someone's got two legs. So he thought, you know what, I'm not going to do that again. So that is how we make people better. But
it might have been raining, Bern.
Smooth about
might
it.
Have been raining.
Remember how smooth he is to just not respond?
Nah, haven't got it. Oh, Bluey did that. Nah, got nothing, boys. Yeah. Actually, let's play one of Bluey's. Seen it's a boundary throw. Let's get one, O's.
Greg Blewett on the boundary for Bob Jane Tiemart.
Clean bill of health for both teams down here, guys.
I just like playing him because he listens on the way to golf and he hates it. Ash, well, he's been in a bit of trouble since the gather round because it all went to his head.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, last year, yeah. And then this year when he started calling, his first game, it's just gone straight up there to the top.
Yep.
And he's got a bit of a strut about him now, but he's been in some trouble, so I'm going to play a couple of examples where I think it's gone to his head. Here's the first one.
What do you got for me, Ash?
Triple M Red said, Amon's getting busy, isn't he?
How many touches did he get?
This is the bit where you have to tell us, Chirk.
Two goals, 11 majors.
What? 11.
11 majors.
Two goals and 11 majors. That'd be 13. Just not, his head's not in it. You could tell that he just wasn't in it from the start of that conversation. And then when he was asked about a North Melbourne player, actually, Jim, Blake Drury, just didn't really have much either. Just started pointing out features he's got on his body.
Drury gets the third of his career. Can you tell us about Drury, Ash?
Blake Drury had a good game last week. He kicked a couple of goals. And he wears number 41 jumper. He's got red hair.
41 jumper.
He wears 41. He's got red hair.
That's it.
Ash, get your head back in the game. We need you. Jay-Z. Well, he's Jay-Z and Nath Brown.
It's weekly for Jay-Z.
He just needs to slow down a bit. He's he's talking too quick and he's all the time. Yep. And, well, he needs to slow down here too. He sort of does slow down here, which is a concern.
And I look across at Kane Corns in the next radio box next to me. He looks sad. He looks flat. He looks unhappy.
He looks fat.
He's flat.
He's gone with, he looks fat. And in the next sentence, oh, he wasn't looking at you either, Bill. Next sentence, he's gone with this.
This is Collingwood last year. This was that gear that they had. This is the flick that they can switch at times.
The flick that they can switch.
Come on. If you're going to go down the sayings path, it's tough. But speaking of sayings, Isaac Smith, now he's been very good. We've loved him on Triple M. Had him on 2 weeks ago just to sort of enter him into Nuff. But he went down the sayings path and wasn't good.
The only thing that concerns me, and it's been their Achilles heel since they won the premiership in 2021, is their forward line, and can they get that mix right? Because when they sort of got a Rob Pater to pee poor, they pulled the tracker out of the midfield.
What? Who was he, Robin?
Rod Pater. Let's have a listen.
Who's Rob Pater?
And then
Pater?
There was a Paul and a Petracker and Paul Petracker off the ground.
Here's
or something
what he said.
When they sort of got a Rob Pater to pee poor.
And then Paul Petracker was in there as well.
And there was an Achilles heel as well at the start of all that, Bert.
He did Achilles heel. I think that might have thrown him right at the start. What's that? You attempted that one day, Bill, didn't you? The Peter Piper picked the what? Can you say that one?
Pickled pepper.
And then what?
And he pumped it. Peter Piper picked a pickled pepper. There you go. That's not bad.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Well done.
Is the
well
saying.
Done.
But it's a tough one, but I didn't expect you to get that. Now, I mentioned Brownie a little bit before. He's had another throw to the brake issue, Jim.
Oh, no.
Not quite as bad as last year, but this was on Thursday.
It's a point lead to the Bombers. 7-6, 48 to the Pies. 6-11, 47 for McDonald's and Dream.
McRura and Ream Hot Water. McRura.
What the hell?
I'm not sure, but we have to have a listen to the other one, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
So everybody helped us out, put this to get out to you to the end of the art. I'm going to finish off with that.
What is that?
Triple M Rocks Footy.
He's not right, no.
No, no.
He didn't. I like how he just didn't try and fix it, though. No, he just accepted just it and went with it. Triple M rocks footy. I'll see you later.
See you next week.
Is that your theory, Bern? If in doubt, just stop.
Yeah, just stop.
16 cans later that he pinched.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've heard that.
No,
and Rabs.
Yeah. Yeah,
Rabs
drinks
as well.
Oh,
Rabs.
Oh, Rabs.
Talking about the Adelaide Footy Club. Yes. Now, he gets... It's pretty hard to stuff the word Tex up, but then another player, you tell me where he goes wrong, Damo.
I don't think it's going to come today as well. I think Tex and Isaac Rankin.
Oh, no. Come on, Rabbits. You're better than that.
Well,
no, he's not, Jim.
You don't think he's better than that?
No. Isaac Wankin.
Isaac Wankin. With no E, just Wankin. Isaac Wankin. Well, yeah.
Jeepers.
They need a lift, actually, from Isaac Wankin today.
Come
otherwise,
on, can't be going there, Rabbits. It's like old Bernard Julian with the Wank Forest.
Oh, yeah. That's hard to say now. I can't say that right now. I've got that in my head. Hit it, please, Hose.
Nuff of the week.
If you've just joined us earlier in the show, this is fresh.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Bill trying Jim. To spell quiz.
Quiz! Q-U-I-N.
He realises he doesn't know what it is. Q-U-I-N. Off mic.
The tail off.
Yeah.
It's a Z. I didn't know if to say Z or Z.
Right. Yeah, there's no S. Yeah. No S. Didn't think there was.
Quiz.
Speaking of quiz, Q-U-I-S, last week, I don't know, I think you were trying to say commemorate, but this is what comes out.
I wouldn't have.
Question 8, likewise. Get around him!
Jeez.
You can't actually read the question.
I haven't, well, to... Can commemorate.
Oh, no. To can what?
To commemorate.
What about the pause as well?
Yeah.
Commemorate.
Well, it's got a couple of syllables.
Yeah, how many?
Three. Four. All right.
Four. Yeah. Good counting, Bruce. Yeah. And then you were speaking about someone getting some fresh teeth and they might have been just getting in the way a little bit. And you thought when you get teeth put in or fresh ones, they might do this.
These new teeth. They haven't grown in his mouth.
They're not going to
grow. They don't bloody grow when you get new teeth. What are you saying?
He's not used to his new
teeth.
They haven't grown yet.
What has he got? Some baby teeth inserted?
They're too big for him, his mouth or something. I don't know.
Oh, well, no, who are we talking about?
Who was it last week, Damo? Oh, you wake up over there.
Who it was.
Over there, he's asleep. His eyes are closed. What are you doing, Damien? You can clock off now. If you're not feeding him, you can see that door there? Out.
He can what off?
He can knock off. Feeding him, Damien.
I'm glad you said knock off.
I thought you said something else too.
And now sometimes the teeth look too big and they're fake. Like Craig Williams.
Kicker.
The teeth are too big for their face.
We had a little issue with this earlier in the show. If in doubt, get out, Bill.
Yes.
I think that's what you were trying to come up with last week, but it came out in all sorts of different shapes and sizes.
And rule three, let your teeth grow.
If you're going too long, pull out.
Oh, no.
If you're talking too long.
Bail out.
And bail out.
What?
I think they're saying.
What sort of nick is he in?
I don't know, but at least his eye's not bung today.
I'm not sure if I can go on. I can't go on.
Bail out.
I'm glad you cleared that up. What about you trying to change what you said three times?
No, I didn't mean what I meant. What I said.
You need a couple of weeks off. You need to go on whatever you're doing. Just have a spell.
Actually, you're right. I've been going since January. Jim comes and goes.
3 months.
January. Hey, who do you rob to pay? It's
Don't say anything.
You rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Is that disciples?
Yes.
It is.
Disciples.
Is that the... I want to know. Because there's no...
Where are you taking
I've looked up the 12 disciples, okay?
Yeah.
And there's no Paul. No. No Paul here. Peter, James, John, Andrew.
Always thought there was Paul.
James, Judas, Jude, Matthew.
Judas.
Philip.
James twice.
Judas.
And a Judas. Simon and Thomas. No Paul.
There's a Judas.
Judas, oh, he is a bad one. He dobbed him in. He was. He took the three nuggets of gold and said, mate, it was him. It was Jesus.
You're going back to your assumption days,
Pat. This is it, mate. That was the Last Supper. You see it when they're standing around. He's got the bag of gold in his hands at the Last Supper. He said, it's him. It's him.
Paul.
Dobbed him in.
Where are we going?
I was about to ask you the same thing. What is happening?
We've got to go home.
A religion lesson. There's no... Disciple Paul.
Oh, he's the apostle.
Hey, he's the Messiah.
Malcolm Blight.
Judith.
Judith.
A well-earned Judith. Break.
Yeah. Hard yakking, nothing's tougher. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Still got the quiz,
James,
maybe.
James. Yeah.
Isaac Smith to come and some news as well as Triple M Rocks.
Two James.
Bartholomew.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Purple, time to discuss some news. And we all left the ground last night with our fingers crossed for Sam Pal Pepper.
Mm.
But it was one of those ones that didn't look great to the naked eye. Where are we at with that?
It's yet to be confirmed, Jim, but there's no one who feels that it's not an ACL. And again, I'll let the club just come out with the scans that have now been had this morning on Sam Pal Pepper. There was, as you pointed out and as you broadcast last night on Channel 7, there was that fear that that's what it was, and that fear is still very, very real. So,
well, Ross, the boss, came out and basically said it in his presser.
He did, yeah. And you just maybe put two and two together as to how he may have come across that information. The doctors, you always say this yourself, Jim, the doctors usually know, don't they, straight away. And the fact he didn't come back on, so that's an issue. But again, we'll just wait for the club to officially release that. They will do so at some stage today. They'll also have an update on Connor Rosie, who, again, post-match used the word nick to describe what had happened to his hamstring. And you just can't see him playing in the showdown, can you, Byrne, on Thursday night?
Bernard, when you see a player with ice on a hamstring, that almost immediately rubs you out of the match.
He won't play.
And they're also going to be without Shands, Bill.
Shanders.
In Aaliyah, who was concussed or subbed out because of the concussion element to what Jack Higgins did to him. And Jim, and you discussed it just before about the impact now that will probably come on Jack Higgins and how it will play out through the tribunal system. So we'll see what the match review office has today says about that. Hey, Bill, Cam Guthrie returning after... more than a year out for the Cats today.
370 games last year. Missed most of the year with a turf toe, as they call it. And then, of course, remember he come back pre-season against Carlton at Icon Park and hurt his quad, I reckon, in the first 6 seconds. It was unbelievable. So he's gone down, but he's... yeah, not going to play in the VFL. Straight into the seniors for the big game today. Interesting.
And Paddy Dangerfield back last week.
Bloody
but
good player, Cam Guthrie.
Yeah. Well, shared the best and fairest, Jim, in that 2022 season, that being the premiership year with Jeremy Cameron. So all-time club great status. We saw during the week, Byrne, on Triple M, Tex Walker make comments, which I actually felt were fair in his point of view. With round 15 last year, the non-free kick to Jordan Dawson against Collingwood, the non-goal awarded to Ben Keys last year, and then the non-free kick after Sam Draper. So what was the reaction to it, Byrne, in Adelaide with regards to what Tex said?
You know, he speaks pretty honestly, Tex, when he's in the media, which not all players do. They obviously think they've been on the wrong side of the stick with some of those free kicks. But to be honest, they didn't deserve to be that close, Adelaide, against Essendon. And I know there were a couple of games last year, but as a footy club, I get the feeling they just need to move on from that and not and forget about the poor me sort of scenario. Like, it gets mentioned, and you guys probably don't hear it as much as what I do over here, but it's always like, oh, another free kick, you know, the Sydney one, the Collingwood one, and the, all these different examples. Well, don't be in that position. Yep. Put the game away. Don't put yourself...
Become self-fulfilling too. Yeah, if you start thinking like that, it starts happening.
You give yourself a reason for being... Yeah. Bloody poor in that first quarter and a half. Go back to the first quarter and a half where they were terrible. Essendon should have been up by 4 or 5 goals. They missed a lot of shots. I just feel like it's a bit of an out. And obviously I love Tex and he speaks his mind. Yes, they've been on the wrong side of a few, but as a player, I don't think they need to be mentioning
Spot
that.
Spot on. The supporters can do that. They'll do that all day, every day. That. But the players and the coach have got to come out and say, no, we're moving on. Yep.
Good point. Well, Matthew Nix did do that.
Oh, all right.
I thought he handled that very well.
Well done, Nixie, with the fly on his head.
Yep. Texas didn't listen to the media, which he's got a big ear but doesn't listen.
Jacob Hopper we saw go down again in this round, this time with a hamstring having just come off a knee, Bill.
And played on.
And played on. And we know that the injury list at Richmond now has these names on it. Lynch, Bolter, Taranto, Short, Gibkus, Prestia and Ross. So he's now back on it. And it's just been a nightmare start, hasn't it, for Adam Uze in his first season as coach.
That's who you feel for.
You do.
Poor old Uze. In his first year, he just wants a bit of luck, a bit of help, and he hasn't got it.
Mm. What about, I know we're moving away from news a little bit here, Purple, but talking footy during the week, Jeremy Cameron.
Mm.
It might now be my favourite person in the game, Jeremy Cameron. Talks about the fact that he does his recovery in the dam at his farm because he thinks the yabbies and the fish help with the recovery.
Speaking of help, I think he needs a bit of that, Jeremy Cameron.
I don't know if you... Don't fall into that, Jim. I wouldn't fall into that.
He walks into his own dam
and
stands there.
It's good for him. He gets a good feeling from it.
He likes the yabbies.
He likes the yabbies and fish.
Jim, any man who put the premiership medallion around the cow's neck the night of the grand final, it. A little bit different.
Good, is he? What did he say? And they reckon he turns up literally at the last minute. Right. Like, if it's 90 minutes, you've got to be there before the game. He turns up 91 minutes before. He's got to be there. And he got... This is Joel Selwood telling me. He got the departing from his house to the grand final wrong.
Yeah.
And he actually arrived 3 hours earlier than he needed to be. And did not get a kick.
No, he didn't.
Completely threw his whole preparation out. But then turned around and said, well, you wouldn't be here without me anyway.
No, exactly.
I can have the day off. Yeah. I love him, Bill. No, he's my favourite.
What about how he just roams around? He goes does down what he back, wants. Goes in the middle, and as you said the other night, he doesn't know any of the tap outs. He doesn't know where it's going. He just stands there.
Not a listener. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, that's it.
Jim, just one more. You were big on this some weeks ago, and they've tightened it up this round. The goal umpire's now been giving the authority that they once always had to actually just make calls. And
what about the one last night then? Did you see that?
No.
Well, you're probably already at the bar.
Yeah,
there was one late in the game last night. The ball was a metre over the line.
Oh, I did see that
and
one.
If you, if you watch the stop, you got the boundary ump peering around the post and then the goal ump peering around the post and the ball's a metre over the line.
Come on, boys.
Oh, well, until that moment, it had been a better round of footy. They've been encouraged to make the calls and allow the gap after the call of goal to be used for that time to review rather than the review before the time.
Well, and the man, the gold standard is Davey Roden.
Yes.
Davey never throws anything up. Nah. He just backs himself, makes the call.
Spot on.
That's why he is the best.
Chest out, smile on.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Now, Fat.
Yes.
What do you got?
Are we ready or not, host?
Yes. Thirsty. Thirsty
camel.
I think it's quiz.
Quiz next.
And now, across Australia, on the Triple M
Network,
it's the quiz you've been waiting for.
I want the quiz, mate.
Camel on down to Thirsty. Come on, home shops for unseriously good deals. Drink responsibly.
We want the quiz.
It's the Saturday Rub Quiz.
That's the people's quiz.
And here's your host, Billy.
Thirsty Camel. Camel on down to Thirsty Camel bottle shops for your unseriously good deals. Drink responsibly, of course, unlike Damo last night. So the theme today is
very, very wobbly.
Very wobbly.
The theme today is disposals records.
Right.
So that should be exciting. Stand by.
What's that off the back of?
A must-listen to a quiz.
What's that off the back of, Bill?
Well, one bloke in particular. Let's go to Sage. His name's Sage. Hello, Sage.
Just walking the dog.
Is that your real name, Sage?
Yeah, that's my real name. Mum was a hippie.
Mum was a hippie. Sage, I like it. Well done. Righto, here we go, Sagey. Which two players are second and third for career disposals in the VFL AFL? Oh. Same name?
Robert Harvey and Boomer Harvey.
Yes!
Nice.
Yeah, we're away. This is a good one. Dean Gregg holds the record for the most disposals on debut, playing for which club? He had 39 on debut.
Jeez.
Richmond.
No, it wasn't Richmond. Ricky. Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Ricky. From Geelong. G'day, mate. How you going?
Hey, mate. How are you?
It's not Ricky in that song.
Everything else was good
about
it.
But we all sing it as Ricky, okay?
No one does. Yeah,
Dean Gregg holds the record for the most disposals on debut. How many did he have there, Ricky?
39 for Richmond.
Oh, no, Dopey.
I said Richmond.
Listen. Breanne. G'day, Breanne.
Hi. What are you doing?
We're walking the dog, guys.
Oh, she got there. She got there. She got there.
Rosie's hand was half to press that button.
Yes, walking the dog in Digger's Rest.
Yes, in Digger's Rest.
Righto, Dean Gregg, do you know who he played for on debut?
Richmond?
No, not Richmond. Oh. We've had three Richmonds.
It's not Richmond, Bill.
Blake, Bill, it's not Richmond, right? The answer to the next question is not Richmond. How
Richmond,
are you going?
Not. Say Richmond.
Yeah, just getting some food.
Oh, yeah, righto. Dimmies?
Dimmies.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well done.
And soy.
Dean Gregg holds a record for the most disposals on debut, playing for which club?
Would it be St Kilda?
Yes! Hey. 39 on debut.
What year did that happen?
Oh, I reckon it was 80, the early 90s.
88, yeah. Late
80s.
Maybe
89, 90, 91. Yep.
Dean Gregg.
For Richmond.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Richmond. It was St Kilda. We got a lifeline. Get around him! Oh, we got some beauties to help you out today, Blakey boy, from a fairy tale. I don't know if we're allowed to say Snow White and the others. But, so we got Dopey here and Sleepy all in one and Bashful over there and Grumpy over there. So here we go, okay?
Hey, hang on.
This is going well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No idea you're talking about.
No one knows what you're saying. Yeah.
The record.
Am I Grumpy, am I?
Yes. The record for the most disposals in a game is held by Tom Mitchell. How many did he get, Blake? Yeah.
So
you got Damo.
You've got lifelines.
You got Damo and you got the other bloke.
Bashful.
All right, I'll go Damo.
I can help you with this one, Blake, because we discussed this last week. It was 54 by Tom Mitchell.
You reckon that?
Yep.
It's a lot.
I'm very confident.
Blake?
Yep, we'll go with that one.
Ah, well done, Damo.
Well
good
done,
work.
Damo. 54. Nice done by you.
That's Scotty Thompson, 51.
That's a lot of the pill.
Scotty Thompson, 51.
Yeah, he had 51 against the Gold Coast one day.
Well, was that the same time he played on Harry Hall and decided to push him over?
That's another Scott Thompson.
Different. Adelaide different Scotty Scott Thompson. Yeah. No, that Scott Thompson would have had 51 in his life.
Which two players hold the record for the most disposals in a grand final? Two players have both had 39 in a granny.
One recently.
Who are they, Blakey boy?
Would that be
from Man Man
Simon
Jimmer.
Black?
Yeah.
And Petrarca?
Oh, well done.
Oh, yes. Well done, Blakey from Man
Jimmer. From Mandra.
No, Man Jimmer, Jim.
Oh, Man Jimmer. Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Man Jimmer.
Oh, well, it's Man three Jimmer. Syllables. Yeah. What's happening in Man Jimmer today, Blakey?
No, oh, not a great deal. Just another day.
Right,
he doesn't know yet.
No, still in bed. Yeah. Scott Pendlebury, who is the main disposal winner, of course. 10,000th disposal on Anzac Day was a handball to which teammate?
Sorry, question
five.
Oh, right. Get around him! Oh.
Lifeline.
That's a tough question.
What was the question, Bill?
Scott Pendlebury's 10,000th disposal on Anzac Day was a handball to which teammate? Blakey, you've got Bernie or you?
I'll go Bernie.
Bernie.
Yeah, it was because the commentator said it. Big Darcy Cameron.
Oh, they said it, did they? Well, they would if it's commentating. Yeah, they would have said it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. Yeah. They wouldn't have what acted it or...
Oh, well, they
written
would have
it
said,
down.
They would have said it, I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, they
Blake?
Did.
Yep, we'll go with that one.
Yes, good work, commentators, and well done, Bernie.
Well done, Bernie.
Question
still unbeaten.
Question six. What about that? The commentators
said
it.
That. That's easy.
Who holds the record for the most disposals in a single season? In one season? VFL, it's more of an AFL player.
That's a tough question too, Bill.
Yeah, I know, it's a tough question. Neil. Not Lachie
good,
Neal.
Good guess, though.
Good guess. He had it once. He had it.
This is in 2021. We go to Matt in Wheelers Hill. Okay, Matty.
Just getting some lunch, fellas.
Oh, what are we eating today?
Excited.
I'm thinking some Dirty Birds.
KFC.
Old Dirty Birds.
Who holds the record for the most disposals in a single season?
That would be Jack McRae.
Oh, 880 in 2021.
Have got that.
He averaged 33 a game. Not bad. Yeah, Bill, good. Question seven.
Pretty good, Bill.
You there, Matty?
The best
I'm
ever.
I'm here. I was just listening to the gold commentary there, mate. It's all good.
Right. Which current player is next behind Scott Pendlebury for career disposals? Current player.
Oh, that's tough player. As well.
That's tough.
Don't write the bloody thing.
I'll say Lachie Neal.
No, sorry, mate. No good.
He's Bill, you were right about this quiz not being that interesting.
I did give you a warning off the top. You were warned. Jack in the Happy Valley, or even Matt in Willis Hill. G'day, Matty.
Wasn't that the last one?
No, we had Matt before.
All right, then, Jack in Happy Valley. G'day, Jack.
What the hell? Yeah, just doing the washing before the wife gets home.
Oh, good boy. You got the whites separated?
No.
Well, you got to separate the whites from the colours.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
This is your extensive knowledge of washing machines.
Well, I do the washing.
That you put in your own bathroom, like a fool's head.
Which is where your washing machine normally goes, last time I looked.
In your bathroom.
Which current player is next behind Scott Pendlebury for career disposals there? Jackie boy, what can I give you?
Is he over my way?
Might be over your way.
Did he play...
Adelaide?
Nice, I don't know. Nice
night.
Yes. Travis Boat.
It was good too.
Where are we going for time, Hose? Because we've got a time out.
Yes.
Lifeline, number 8. Sleepy and Dopey are back in for the lifeline. Are you ready, Jack? Against which opponent has Scott Pendlebury registered?
Scott Pendlebury.
Scott Pendlebury registered the most disposals. What team? You got to think
of it.
Purple.
I think you went for Bernie, but
it'd have to be North Melbourne.
Yes.
player's best performance is against North. Yeah.
Bill, can I have a clue? I'm actually no good on this one.
No, you can't have a clue because you're good what you do. You're a bit dopey and sleepy today, but you're normally good.
What you do.
I'm not at one with this theme of questioning.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, who would you say?
I would be going with the most sort of glorified matchup. For his club.
Maybe the team they played 2 days ago.
Essendon.
Let's go with Essendon.
Jack?
It's Matt.
Matt.
He's brought him in 3 times as well.
It's in the wrong order Matt.
No, it is Jack.
It's actually Jack. It is Jack. That's right. Yeah, Jack.
Try something else.
Oh, no.
This is a train wreck.
Jack.
Surely break, Jim. Break.
Is Jack.
Oh, my God. Forget it.
Hit the brake.
She's cracked them.
What is going on?
I think you were warned. 3 times.
You were warned.
Jack.
This is meant to be a radio show.
We are on
it. The most listened to radio
show. Well, lucky we're only practicing. We're not actually on. We're not.
Hard yakka, nothing's tougher. And they're pretty happy with the way their money's being spent. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Thirsty Camels everywhere down on the peninsula. Sorrento, Rosebud, Rye, Mornington. Pop in if you're heading down the peninsula today.
Do you know who the contestant is?
Yes, it's Jack. Hello, Jack. Welcome back.
Hello, Bill. Thank you.
That's all right. What were you doing again?
I'm just sitting down right now, but I'm doing the washing.
That's right. See, it was Jack.
Okay.
We're up to the question.
It was your fault, Rosie.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry, Damien.
Damien. Oi. Yeah, question eight, right? Did he have the bonus?
I think he was in the process of answering.
Jack, against which opponent has Scott Pendlebury registered the most disposals? And I think Damien said the Bombers.
Well, Jim led me down that path.
Righto, Jack. What do you think?
We'll go with the Bombers.
Yes!
What up, Jim?
Jackie boy.
Two to go, and then he gets the Thirsty Camel. Now, you've got to listen. Thank you, Thirsty. Okay, Tubby.
He hasn't had a drink for a long time.
Now, you've got to listen to this question. Which of these career stats is Scott Pendlebury not?
He hasn't got his name out properly once.
Say it again. You can't say his name.
He's not the all-time record holder.
Called him Pendlebury. Right?
Pendlebury.
Shut up, you two over there. Pendlebury. Handballs, clearances, tackles, uncontested possessions. Which one is he not the all-time record holder?
Oh.
He holds the record in all the others.
We'll go with tackles.
No, not tackles.
I would have gone with tackles.
The only reason I know it's not true is I heard him interviewed and he was astounded that he was the leading tackler.
Yeah, I would have gone tackles.
Do we go to Matt in Caroline Springs? Oh, has he been on before? Matt. Right. Let's go to Gary. Hello, Gazza.
Yeah, just doing some painting, boys.
Oh, yeah. What are you painting, mate?
The laundry.
The laundry. What colour?
Oh, just undercoating at the moment.
Undercoat, yeah. Bill.
Well, then I dare say you'd paint with a colour, maybe an off-white, a beige.
That's an undercoat, Bill.
A beige.
Yeah, we're going to put some tiles on, okay?
Well, that's all right. No worries. That's good. Yeah. What colour?
Don't ask any more questions about it.
What colour are the tiles, guys?
What's your favourite colour, Bill?
Green in the laundry.
Oh, no, that's green.
Spot on.
It's a controversial tile colour. Green.
Yuck.
No, a mint green type.
Oh, yeah, oh, very good.
That's a different green.
Is that what you're going with, Gaz?
Yeah, spot on.
Ah, see? Which of these career stats is Scott Pendlebury not the all-time record holder? Handballs, clearances, or uncontested possessions?
No idea. I'll say handballs.
No! That's a hard one. Jed's there.
Matt back in.
Hey, Jed.
Phil.
Dramana. Does a picture theatre still go there?
Picture.
Well, the outdoor thing? Picture cinema?
Theater. The drive-in.
Yeah, the drive-in. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still there, mate.
You been there, have you, with the doll?
No.
No.
Okay, then, Jed.
Don't snigger, Damien. Nothing.
Well, no. Which of these career stats is Scott Pendlebury?
Pendlebury.
Not the all-time record holder. Clearances or uncontested possessions?
Sandy Roberts.
Oh, my God.
You're going so well with the bloody quiz now.
We have to get to Hobart.
Shit.
Righto. Who's next?
Pendlebury's got a D in it as well.
Sam's at Sorrento.
Don't nominate this for the Acres this past 15 minutes, Rosie.
No.
Shut up. You've just woken up. Shut up. Thirsty Camel at Sorrento there, Sammy boy.
I'm just on the West Coast, boys.
All right. But there
good
is
luck
Bill.
With that.
Yeah. Which of these career stats is Scott Pendlebury not the all time record holder? Clearances or clearances?
I'll go clearances.
Yes!
He thought about it.
He did think about it for a minute. Come on, Sam. Joel Selwood is the player with the most clearances in the history. Okay, here we go. As of the end of round six, which player has the most disposals in the AFL for 2024? Sam.
I don't know. I'll go for Caleb Sarong. I don't know.
No. How long we got? Cameron, Melbourne. Go, Cam.
Just washing the cars.
No, you're not.
Cars.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yeah.
After round six, who has the most disposals in the AFL this year? He plays for... The Kangas.
Oh, okay.
He gets a lot of it.
Can't be one person now.
Sheezel.
Yeah!
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, bang, 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 bang. Loving that. Nice. $250 Thirsty Camel voucher. All yours. Well done to Cameron in Melbourne. And what a quiz that was.
Thanks, Billy. I'm very thirsty today.
Yeah, good. You will be now, mate.
What about Bill? As if a possession quiz isn't boring enough, he starts talking to a man about the colour of the tiles he's going to put in his laundry.
Yep. Mitt Green.
He wasn't happy with that either, that cooler.
No, he wasn't. Oh, he come around. I got him. He came around.
No.
He wanted to go with the mint green.
Yeah.
What do
yeah.
you think, Domo? Did you hear that, or are you having a little sleep over there, old Sounder?
Sounder.
Yeah.
I reckon the best nickname today was Shand.
Shander.
Oh, right. Shander. Yeah, we weren't talking about that.
No. Well, I'll tell you what we are talking about. You're missing the next two of these, and that's good because we're going to give the quz the arse.
Next two.
I like this.
Yeah, is it only two?
Get rid of that
Jeez,
dog's
miss.
Breakfast. Of
you know this will make the papers.
You'll miss me because Damo brings nothing. Bernie brings nothing. Jim, you occasionally bring something.
I'm the only one that brings anything.
Fair income. Yeah. So good luck. Good luck with that.
How long we got, host?
Yeah, not a lot.
All right, well, let's get to Serve Lucky with the best impersonation I've ever heard.
I do have a good impersonation, which I haven't actually brought out yet.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
It's really good.
Of Damo Barrett.
Yes. Purple.
North Melbourne supporter.
So, Purple, what do you think about Drapes' instant on the weekend and flopping on the ball? Was it?
That's a great question. I don't know if Sam Draper knew what he was doing. I just don't. And, you know, he lay on the ball in a way that was not acceptable. And the Essendon Footy Club have a lot to deal with. But I would love to get your thoughts, Lotto, just because you know how much I love you, Lotto. The AFL Football Club.
When very you shut your so eyes, good. It is identical.
Damo.
So good. It is so
good.
I
how long he spends on it.
Brilliant. All right. Well done, off you, drop fat.
Go on, fat.
Thank you. Well done.
Good luck, fat. Off. Do whatever the bloody
Geelong Carlton today. Big game. Well huge game. Yes.
Enjoy the golf, Jim.
See ya.
Well done, Purple. Go and enjoy your Saturday.
Enjoy the golf.
I'm going to live.
Yeah.
Live, Bernard.
Yes.
So you might never see us again. For Hard Yakka, by the way, more than just workwear. It's a way of life. McDonald's and Remont Water. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Remont Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.